I want to go back to something that you have told us many times before.
In absence of communication, people always assume the worst. And if they're not seeing you, you need to always assume they're thinking, I'm taking a nap.
Using Skype or video conferencing would solve that problem, at least in part, right? For part of the day.
It would. It would definitely solve it. But it doesn't replace the face-to-face. Not yet.
Is it a somewhat decent substitute?
It can be a decent substitute, if used in the proper ways. Let me give you an example. I've been doing work with a large national retail chain. And so for part of that work, I've been working with all the store general managers individually. And then I've been meeting them at these regional conferences. Well, one of the conferences was set up on a day where I was already committed to be teaching in the classroom that day. So we said, all right, well, why don't we do something virtually? The feedback that I got was, it was great. We actually got to see him. We got to hear his voice, but we could see his facial expressions. That was really good. On my end, I didn't like it at all. It was just me, and I'm talking at the screen, and I can see people, but I couldn't really see their faces clearly. I couldn't read them, so it felt like I was talking at them. So as I said, it was wonderful that we were able to do that, but it's not perfect yet.
Does it have the benefits in terms of the collaboration and the creativity because people are sort of working together in real time more than they would be, say, on email or even on a conference call?
Absolutely. If we had to compare it to email or a conference call in terms of making a decision, it's much more effective. You're seeing the other person. You can see their facial expressions. Now, the challenge comes in when you have lots and lots of people, or the flip of that, you've got 10 people all sitting around in a room and one person is virtual. That one person who's virtual, if you've ever been on those kinds of calls, you'll notice they're much quieter than they would be if they were in person.
So it sounds like you're saying there's sort of a sweet spot in here between too few people conferencing in, whether it's by video or Skype or whatever, and too many people on either end.
That's right. And I would say the middle ground would be, or the ideal is too. When I've done Skype calls, so just me and another person in their business, it's great. We're both on equal playing field and we still can connect. It's better than the phone. It's not as good as in person. It's when that scales beyond, say, 4, it gets messier. It's just more complicated.
If we're using this kind of technology in my workplace, how can I make the best of the situation?
So let's say you're the virtual worker. Try to really engage as much as you can. Make sure your voice is heard, because it'll feel a little bit like you're watching a conversation happen. You don't want to be rude and interrupted. You got to remind yourself, no, I'm part of this conversation.
Brandon Smith is right here in the studio with me most weeks to talk about the trends and challenges we face in our workplaces. Thanks a lot, Brandon.
Joshua, always a pleasure.